here this morning.
今天早上很高兴再次看到大家。
I would like to say happy in Jesus.
我就想说在耶稣里祝你们快乐。
But I'm afraid some of you may not really be happy.
我想可能有些人你并不真正的高兴快乐。
Let me be people.
我很高兴我们可以是那种欣然快乐的人。
Not the bubbly happiness that comes from getting $1 million. I don't mean that.
不是说那种因为你中奖拿了100万你狂喜。
But I'm talking about happiness in the idea of contentment.
我讲的这种快乐幸福是因为你满足的。
The other day when I was at the heart doctors, I came downstairs and was waiting for the car to come.
然后我那天看心脏科医生，我下来以后就等我的车来。
And a little old lady was there.
然后那个一位年老的人在那边。
And I can say that because I'm one of them too.
为什么我能这样说？因为我自己也是年老的。
And she turned to me.
然后她就转过来看着我。
She said, "Do you like being old?"
她问我说，你想变老吗？你喜欢老年吗？
And I said to her, you know, actually, I like it.
然后说你知道吗？我好像还是挺喜欢的。
Well, she looked at me like I'm from outer space.
好像我从外星人，我是外星人似的。
I said, now I don't have to make decisions like I did.
他说我，因为我为什么喜欢？因为我现在不需要再像过去那样做决定。
There's a lot of the stress that I no longer have to carry.
我也不像过去那样要承担很多压力。
For me, I get time to study and enjoy the children when they come to my house.
然后我可以好好的学习，孩子们来的时候我就可以享受他们。
And I don't have to care that I'm building my reputation or not.
我也不会再在意啊，别人怎么看我。
I said yes, I enjoy old age.
所以我说我享受这个。
Well, I don't think she can imagine that. But then she started talking about herself.
然后她就开始讲论她谈自己。
And I think she's the one that was talking about.Anyway, I get mixed up because a lot of little old ladies talk to me.
我也记不太清了，有很多老年的妇女跟我谈话。
But I told her, you know, the secret that I found in my old age is contentment.
我说在我老年，我所发现的秘诀就是要满足知足。
It's not enjoyable to lose some type of movements or some type of things that you always used to do. You can't do them anymore.
当然你也不会说很享受当你原来能做的一些运动啊或者一些动作你现在不能做了你那个你不会说很享受。
It's really not a great joy to be painful.
也不会说你浑身哪儿都痛你还觉得很喜乐。
But it's, you can either take these two things one way or another.
你可以从不同的方面来看这件事情。
They can make you discontent.
它可以让你很不高兴，很不满足。
They can make you critical.
也会让你天天那个吹毛求疵，到处挑剔。
They can make you so that you're not a very nice person.
也可以让你成为一个不是很友善的人。
Or you can accept them.
或者你可以接受这一切。
And in accepting them, there's something about that like you just release them.
就好像说你自己就把这个放手。
We can't change it.
我们没法改变这一些情况。
And in accepting these things, eventually there comes that contentment.
当你接受
You're not struggling through them.
当你在接受这些事情
You're not mad at God.
你就慢慢的可以知足，你不会对神生气。
You're not mad at the people around you.
你也不会说对神生气，对周围的人生气，总在那里挣扎。
So contentment is a wonderful, wonderful state of being.
所以你如果能够到知足的这种状态，那是很好的一个状态。
I'm afraid today it's a lost art to many, most people.
对大多数人来讲，
content,
这个知足是一个已经失落的艺术。很多人不知道什么是知足。
And why is that?
为什么呢？
I think partly because we are living, how can I say it? We're living a...Substance living.
因为呢，我们为什么会这样呢？我现在就说，就是我们是过一个好像一个勉强维持生活的一个状态。
Now substance living is.
他写的是 substance.
Is what your welfare, your poor people, they get a minimal amount.
就是说那个
to live on.
就是勉强糊口，就是说就是一个勉强糊口的生活，就是你是靠这个政府的福利补贴，靠你自己这样慢。 靠着别人生活。
And that's what they begin to depend upon.
然后他们就靠着，就是说，因为他很贫穷，靠着别人生活。
And substance living many times, the government may give you special things.
就是如果你是那种勉强能够维生的话，政府会给你一些补助。
And so we see then that there are many who are living just because something else is holding you up.
有些人就是之所以能够活下去，就好像就是因为别人撑着你。
I guess the greatest pursuit in man's life is a pursuit after satisfaction,
就是人的那个、
which brings the happiness they think.
就是人有一个天然的一个愿望，就是人要去寻求幸福。他认为他也是在寻求一种满足。
Now, an unsatisfied person,
一个不满足的人。
Becomes a stronghold for Satan to use you.
他的这个不满足就变成撒旦可以用的一个很强的一个营垒。
There are thoughts that come to your head.
然后你就会脑子里有些念头。
And all of you are different, and all of you have different things that may come to you.
然后你有每个人呢，因为他的人不同，他所撒旦攻击我们的给我们的这个念头也不同。
Now some of you are very energetic women.
有些人是过去你很有很能干很有精力的。
And when you were young, I can talk to all of you the little older.
我都看出来大家现在。
When you were young, they couldn't even keep up with you.
然后你是精力旺盛。
You did everything.
你就是照顾所有的人。
Then you got a little older, you got the menopause.
然后你就现在到了那个更年期。
And then you begin to feel,Why am I doing everything?
然后您可能说，哎，干啥都是我在做事儿啊。
And so as we do this, we begin to think, no one really cares, do they?
你就慢慢就会想说，哦，大家都不在意，是不是？
My husband expects me, and the children expect me to do everything.
我先生还有我的孩子都指望着我做每件事儿。
And you become very dissatisfied with whatever you have in life.
所以你就对你生活中所有的你都觉得很不满意，嗯，不满足。
For most people, it doesn't happen just in menopause. It happens sometimes when you're fairly young.
有些这个并不是说从你的更年期开始的。很多人其实在你很年轻的时候，这种思维模式就开始形成了。
Now there was something that God made man with.
神有创造我们。
He put it within our being, within our genes, maybe or our
being. 神在我们的最深层最里边，他放下了。
That was.That we're going to find in life that we have to have something to lean on.
就是我们在我们的生命中，我们应该有什么东西让我们可以靠着。
And God made us so that we would want to lean on something, and that something must be Him.
当我们有这种渴慕，想要去依靠什么的时候，神想让我们依靠的是他自己。
So many of us have.Which we don't even realize, a vacuum that we're constantly trying to satisfy in us.
有一个真空，好像就是我们不停的要寻求那种满足。
The next thing I do, satisfy.
哦，我下一件做的这件事
情。If I get that very good job, I'll be very happy.
我们就会很满足。我找到那个很好的。
If I get that home, if I get that home.
如果我可以买到那个房子，我就会很满足。
But how long does it really last?
但是这个能给你带来多久的满足感呢？
So what we see is that our soul longs. It's a vacuum in us, and our soul longs for God.
所以呢，在我们里边有一个真空，我们的灵魂其实是在渴慕神。
But in the very beginning, Satan tried. This is what he made man fail on.
这是撒旦最刚开始就让我们在这方面失败跌倒了。
When Satan spoke to Eve, he was telling her.No, you won't die. In fact, you'll become like God.
所以撒旦就对夏娃说，哦，你才不会死呢，你，但是你知道吗，你会像神。
You can substitute something else for God.
你可以用别的东西来代替神。
I have a very nice, this is a thing that's bothering me, I wonder if it is.
那个，还有一个。
Oh well, anyway. Very nice little dentist.
我有一个很好的一个牙医。
It's a woman, so I can say little. She is very little.
她那个子不高。
How she ever pulled six of my teeth out, I don't know. But anyhow.
虽然个子不高，小小的，但是她怎么能？ 能拔掉我六颗牙齿。
这两个，
This little girl has just, I call her my little girl, but this little girl has just set up her practice in the last, I guess maybe 6 months or year.
我说我这个
Maybe longer.
这个小女孩呢，这个小小的牙医是过去六个月到一年之间才开始营业的。
She used to work where I used to get my teeth fixed.
她原来就是在我那个去补牙的那个地方去工
作。But she quit to have a baby and she left.
然后她有孩子了以后，她就停止工作一段时间。
Then we got different kinds of dentists after that.
然后在她走了之后，有不同的牙医。
And most, and those girls that was in the office was so good, began to leave there.
然后当他离开那些在那个办公室里那些很好的工作的那些人员都慢慢都一个人
So when one of them was leaving, she said to me, I'm going to work, she told me who it was.
然后他告诉我说、哦、那个他告诉我谁走了
Well, I had been with this woman for 20 years. She'd taken care of my teeth and I had to follow her.
然后那个女的呢，就是原来看我20年的那个女的走了，所以我现在就得看这个小小
so,
看这个。
To make a long story short,
就是长话。
All of those nice little girls are working together.
所以都是那些很可爱的这些女孩子在一起。
And when I go to the dentist, I have a ball. We have so much fun.
我每次去那儿都好像开宴会似的，我们在一起都好高兴。
We laugh together, we talk together. I really enjoy going to the dentist.
我去那牙医那我真的很享受，因为我们在那儿一直说话呀，一开玩笑啊，很高兴的。
Yesterday I found out she is from Iran.
昨天我发现她是从伊朗来的。
I would have never guessed it. I could never pronounce her name, but I didn't know where she was from.
我从来也叫不出来她的名是什么名字，但是我从来没想到她是从伊朗来的。
She told me, she said, you know, when she was in Iran, she was there during the war between Iraq and Iran.
她当时在伊朗的时候是两。
So she said I was often running from the bombs.
她说我常常是要逃避那个炸弹，那个炮弹。
In other words, she had a pretty hard life coming up through the war.
所以从那个他们两伊战争中间，她的。
But she said, my family prayed. We had all kinds of times to pray.You know, and we always were praying, 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 she said.
她说我们家里边反正不同的时候我们就一直常常在祷告一直在祷告。
So when she came to America,
所以当她后来来到美国的时候
God helped her, really helped that woman.
神真的是帮助。
She went through school.
这个帮助她然后她去
上学。Probably had to work through there. She got herself settled and she married a surgeon.
然后她也慢慢就稳定下来她嫁给一个外科医生。
Now you know what a dentist costs.
你知道那个看牙医有多贵。
You know what a surgeon costs.
你也知道一个外科医生。
So putting a dentist and a surgeon together, they got plenty of money.
所以呢，想一个外科医生跟一个牙医结婚，你想他们多有钱。
She said, I forgot about praying.
她说那这时候我就忘记在想在祷告了。
She said, when we started getting money, we started spending it.
当我们开始挣钱的时候，我们就开始花钱。
They were getting all the material things.
他们就买了很多这个钱能买到的东西。
But one day her little daughter got sick.
可有一天我们的女那个孩子。
And it's a very rare disease that she has.
然后这个女儿得的是一种很少见的疾病。
And that's been very heavy on her and her husband.
当然这个就让她跟她的先生这个压力很大很沉重。
She said, I began to pray again.
她说那我现在就又开始祷告。
And now she said, I don't want my children to grow up like this.
她说我就不想我的孩子像这样的长大。
Because everything's a material.
因为所有的事情都是关于这个物质。
So she said, what do you think I should do?
她说那你觉得我应该怎么做呢?
I said, get them into nature.
我说把他们带到那个
go camping,
都带到大自然
go walking together,
去露营去
show your children there's something beyond just the material things of life
让你们孩子看到
things that are beautiful things that are amazing
看到这个物质世界之外有些更美好的看到这个大自然的美好
and then I said you know these men that what do you call them one that stays on the street homeless men homeless peopleI said, find an organization where your children can go and take something to them.
就是说找到那些服侍那些流浪汉的那些机构让你的孩子去那边
Because there's nothing better for children to learn how to give.
所以呢让孩子学会给予没有比这个更好的
You know, there's joy in giving.
当你能够给予的时候你是很高兴的很喜乐的
It'll do something for your children. So we were talking like that.
所以你这个对你的孩子是很好的
But she told me now I can sense that she's gone back to God.
我能感觉到她现在又重新回到神那里。
She saw that all the material things didn't mean very much. She had gone through something different.
她现在看到这个物质上的东西并没有很大的价值，她现在已经看到这些。
We had a wonderful talk together.
我们昨天就是在一起谈得很好，很开心。
And it made me realize how much when people go away from God.
所以让我意识到，当人远离神的时候。
And they get themselves in the things that they just don't know how to get out of.
他们让自己陷入一些人事情或者什么。
Realize they need that God of all comfort.
他们需要那个能吃各样安慰。
That God that said, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you."
这位神说，我永远不会离弃你，也不会撇弃你。
That one that says, "I love you very much."
对你说，我很爱你。
I had an experience one time.
我有一次有一个体验。
I was in a meeting, sitting in the meeting.
我有时参加一个会议。
And suddenly I felt a very warm presence.
我突然感觉到一个很温暖的一个同在。
And as I sat there, that presence became closer to me.
我就感觉到那个温暖的同在就离我越来越近。
And I could feel the warmth of that, that hug type of thing, that peace I never felt.
我能感觉到那个温暖，那个。
I never felt that kind of love.
那种爱和那种平安，我从来没有感觉到。
And I am naturally a person that usually loves people. As I say, I love you, and I do.
我有时候我是那个很容易显示爱的人。
But I could never love anyone like that experience that I felt, that love.Never.
我那一次所感受到的那个爱呢，是我从来没有感受到的，我也没法那种爱去爱别人那种爱。
So while we're looking for something to fill up our cup,
所以当我们来寻求什么来满足我们的时候
，Sometimes we miss the greatest one.
我们有时候就错失了这个最伟大的这个
our lives.
能够满足我们的生活。
And so today we want to talk about this.
所以今天我们想来谈
，Because we were never made.To live on substance of leaning on someone else.
我们不是说就是过一个勉强能够糊口的生活，或者是靠别人生活。
We were made to lean on God.
我们被造是要能来依靠
神。Where He says, "If you lack wisdom, I'll give you wisdom."
神说，如果你缺乏智慧，
If you lack strength, I'll give you strength.
如果你没有力量，我可以加给你力量。
If I lack whatever it might be, if I lack finances, I will supply.Your need.
我如果经济上有需要，神也会供应我的需要。
You will never find anything else on earth.
你在世界上不会找到任何别的东西。
That will fill your cup up, like Jesus.
能够像耶稣那样来充满你的心。
We go through even those who love the Lord and serve Him. We go through some very hard things.
虽然你服侍神，你爱神，但是还是会经历一些患难艰难。
Some of them lose their children.
有些人呢，他们的孩子就是上年幼的
时候上 Some their business.
有些他们的那个生意就失败了。
But there's something that God does for us.
但是有一件事神所为我们做的。
When I was in Cayman.
当我在那个加勒比海
There was a family that we were very good friends.
有一家庭我们跟我很亲近。
She was a worker. She was my Sunday school superintendent. She worked on the board. She helped people where she worked. She was a wonderful person.
她是一个很好的神的工人。她是那个主日学的那个监督，也是那个在教会的那个执事会。反正她做很多。
On this particularly Saturday,
有一天那个一个星期六
，I had been over to visit.
我就是说要去看他们。
The last time I saw her, she was standing at the phone with her long hair hanging down.
然后我就记得我最后一次见她，她站在门口，头发这样披着。
Her husband came over to my house that day and was working on our pump.
然后她的先生那天还来我们家，在我那个池塘里工作。
That was the last time I ever saw.
这是我最后一次见到他们。
They took their little new grandchild.
他们就带着他们的小孙子。
And their son and daughter and going up to see her mother.
然后他们的那个。儿子跟儿媳妇去看。
As they were on the way,
当他们在路上的时候
a young man that was drinking and drugs pulled out and came head on into them with a big car.
有一个就是一个喝酒吸毒的人就把那个车撞车，就把他们开了一个大卡车撞上去。他们
They all were killed, but the son.
除了这个儿子，所有的车上所有人都死了。
I remember when a girl named Claudia came in.
当那个克劳迪亚过来到我到我。
And she went back to my bedroom, and I thought, you know.
她就去到我家里，然后她又去我的那个卧室。
And I went back there and said, Claudia, what's wrong?
我就说克劳迪亚怎么了？出什么事了？
And she said to me, Sister Schwartz, Margaret, Collie, and the daughter and the grand and the grandchild are dead.
然后她就告诉我说，她
全
家除了孩子。
I had just seen them that morning.
她就说，他们都死了。我就早上。
I cannot tell you how I felt.
我就不能告诉你我当时的感受。
First thing I did, I fell on my knees.
第一个我就跪下来。
I was crying. I got up.
我就开始哭，我就开始站起来。
And I went from one doorpost to another into the kitchen.
我就从
just leaning up against it and crying.
就从一个门到另外一个门，我就扶着门。
And I started back and got into my dining room.
然后当我回到我的客厅的时候。
And suddenly I stopped.
突然我就停下了。
I had such a peace in my heart.
我心里面突然有一种平安。
It surprised me.
这让我很震惊。
It utterly surprised me.
让我非常的震惊。我里边竟然有
平安。Oh, I was broken-hearted. I was sad. They died.
我很难过。我心碎了。
But there was a peace.
但是他们都死了。但是我里边却竟然有一种平安。
And of course, I had to take care of all the funeral. It was a sad funeral. We had. It was.
当然，我要主持葬礼，那是一个很难过的一个葬礼。
But God gave me.A peace
但是神却赐给我平安。
That took me through that whole circumstance.
神带领我经过这个整个的这个环境。
You see, this is what God does.
这就是神所为我们做的。
Oh, we pray, Lord, I want you to do this. Lord, can you give us this? Can you do that? Lots of times, He doesn't hear. He said, because you pray selfishly.
有的时候我们跟神说，神呐，你能为我做这个吗？你能给我这个吗？神的很多时候神不听，
因为我们的祷告
是出于一个自私的动机，但是。
He's there to lean on.
他就在那里站，等着你依靠他。
Now we have to understand.
我们要了解。
In Deuteronomy, he said, "The Lord."
在那个生命记上，神说。
He was talking to the Jewish people.
他对那个犹太人说。
The Lord did not set His love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people.
他说耶和华。
You were the fewest of all the people.
耶和华专爱你们，拣选你们，并非因你们的人数多。
But because the Lord loves you.
人数在万民中是最少的。
And because He wants to keep His oath to you.
又因他向你们列祖所起的誓。
He's going to take care of them.
他会照顾他们。
You know, when we become a child of God, truly a child of God,
当你真正的成为神的孩子的时候
all the promises begin to belong to us.
所有的这些承诺，这些诺言都是属于我们。
These are His covenants with His children.
他是跟这他的孩子的这个约。
But because we've been molded so much in the world,
因为我们在这个世界上被塑造、
and our thinking is so been so worldly minded,
我们的很多想法是很属世界的。
We can hardly believe Him.
我甚至就没法相信这个神的话。
What's the hardest thing that most of us have to work at is our faith.
很多时候，我们很多人所真的要工作的就是我们的信心。
Because the enemy wants to blind us to that.
因为那个仇敌想要让我们对神的信心、对神的话语真的是看不见。
And this is what he does.
这就是仇敌所做的。
Just like with Eve.
就像他迷惑那个欺骗夏娃一样。
So we become content.
所以呢，我们就变得就是我们要学会知足。
Half-heartedly serve God.
所以就是人就是不知足，然后对神呢是半信半疑。
But you see.We have to remember He is God.
我们要记住他是神。
Now it's hard for the modern age to remember.
现在的人很难记住说他是神。
But because it seems like so many are gods to themselves.
因为在他们的生命中好像有很多不同的神。
There's no king on earth in the past history would ever take care of you when you aren't wholly theirs.
当世界上没有任何国王，如果你不属于他的臣民，他会照顾你。
And when you worked half-heartedly, or you did something to the king he didn't like, he killed you.
当你就是说不是对这个国王
，you were loyal.
当你做错事情的时候，你对他不忠诚、不效忠的话，他就杀了你。
So we have to see that's a human king.
所以这是那个人的王，就是人类的王。
Heavenly king.
但是作为天上的王。
The one that said, "I know the end from the beginning.
他说我从起始就知道末后。
The one that has told man what's going to happen ahead.
他就是在起先就告诉我们以后要发生的事情，从来没有失败过。
Sometimes to the very day.
直到那一天，真的从来没有落空过。
So we have to understand we cannot come in as a half-hearted Christian.
所以我们不能到神面前说做一个半信半疑的基督徒。
We cannot come in like many churches that all they know is just to sort of do good. And they don't really always do good.
然后不能说像很多教会当时就哦我就做好事就好，然后他们又没法就一直做好事。
I wished I'd always done good.
我也希望我做的一直都是好的。
I wished I'd always thought good thoughts.
我一直希望我的想法都是好的。
I wished I hadn't been so calculating and manipulating.
我也希望我从来说不会去操控啊或者在那计算。
Oh, I know.
我知道我自己。
But you see, God never would accept me that way.
如果我是这样的话，那神是不能接受我的。
And I tried a long time to say I'm a follower of Jesus. I love Jesus.
我已经很努力的想说我是耶稣
的跟随者，我爱耶稣。But I also love the things of the world and what I want.
但是我也哎，我在爱耶稣，但是我也在爱这个世界。
But it wasn't until I got to the place where I said, Lord, everything belongs to you.
我直到一个地步，我对神说，神啊，我的每一样东西都属于你。
You see, that's what Colossians said. You've got to set your affection on God.
这就是哥罗西说的，你要把你的心放在上面，求上面的事。
We will open.
哥罗西，因为这里没有全部弄出来，太长了哈。他现在讲是第三章
哥罗西书第三章，然后回到你的讲义的。刚才那个经节 I wouldn't read it.
放在那里就可以。 Just wait for me. 好，刚才讲义上面那个生命记第七章有没有都跟你印出来的那个第七章第七第八节有笔的人请你把几个字眼圈起来，如果你没有把这个经节放到你的心里面去的话，往下面放对你来讲是一个重担。 好，有没有生命记第七章七到八，刚才莫没有提，但是就是好像就这样提过，我们就没有注意到了哈。我们一起来哈，一起来念来。耶和华专爱你们，好，把这个专爱圈起来，专爱圈起来。拣选你们，拣选圈起来，并非因你们的人数多于别民，原来你们的人数在万民中是最少的。这个在指以色列，但是现在我们就是以属灵的定义来讲，我们是他拣选的，我们就是以色列的一个象征性的一个他的百姓哈。只因耶和华爱圈起来，爱你们的爱圈起来，然后又因要守，把那个守圈起来。为什么要守？守跟我们起的誓，守对我们的约定，哈，不管我们怎样，他都要守住他的约定，把那个守圈起来，就用大能的手领，把那个领圈起来。领你们出来哈，领把我们从某一个境况领出来哈。那这个境况就是前面那个经节里面的压制啦、瞎眼啦、被掳那个哈，把我们从那个当中领出来。最后以为奴之家救赎你们，那个救赎圈起来，救赎。我上次在103篇讲过，只要有救赎就会有脱离，后面那个脱离也圈起来。救赎一定要把你从哪一个地步救到哪一出来到哪一个地步哈、哦，一定是脱离一个什么东西哈。好，这是你圈起来的哈，这是你的景况，神对你的景况，神爱你，神拣选你，神已经领你出来，神救赎你脱离了。那现在妈妈要讲的是哥罗西书，所以因为这样，你是这样的一个地步，神的宝贝，他专爱你。所以如此就进到我们的哥罗西书的第三章，刚才他讲的是第二节，好，我们请把第二节念一下来。
You have to think today, what have you been leaning on?
我们首先要想一想我们所依靠的是
什么。 What do you need to fill up your cup?
你用什么来满足你的里边呢？
I have a dear friend. We've been friends for 40 years.
我有个亲爱的朋友，我们已经认识十年了。
She's just a little younger than I am.
她就比我稍微年轻一点。
She's depended. Now they've served the Lord. I mean, as far as being in the church, all their life, and I believe she loves the Lord.
我相信她爱神，因为她整个一生嘛都在教会。
But the devil really came in to defeat her.
但是他们 好像没有这个教会好像没有真正喂养他们。
She's been a very capable person.
她是一个很能干的女生。
She was even secretary to the governor in Antigua.
她甚至是在那个安提戈瓜的那个州长。
She could always take
care of things. 那个秘书，她总是很能干。
And she was a person that they had got a little bit of money together.
然后她也是，她有些钱。
So she was feeling, I guess that during that time, she felt pretty well, you know, they know they need the Lord and they'll talk about, but really leaning on him, no.
她头脑中知道说我要依靠神，但是在生活中实际呢，他们并没有真正的是觉得依靠神。
I'm afraid their affection was not on him.
他们的心意，他们的那种爱，忠爱并不在神身上。
Now, day after day, I have her calling me.
然后我就常常跟他谈话。
She's on the very edge of a nervous breakdown, I believe.
她现在好像已经快要到了那个崩溃的边缘。
She's not in control anymore.
她没办法再掌控。
She can't make things happen.
她没有办法再让事情发生。
Her sister has been sick, bedridden for several years, and her money is going, almost, I don't know how much, but it's going, because she has to pay $400 some a week for...helpers, and over years, you can tell how much that costs.
她的那个就是有一个姐妹是已经卧床不起很多年，那他们就要付这个人照顾她，就是说每个星期要付400多块钱，那很多年算算多少钱？所以她现在基本上钱也快没了。
So now she finds herself not able to be in control.
所以她现在觉得自己没有办法。
And looking at the fact that their money is going.
然后再看看他们的钱也没了。
And she's just about losing her mind.
然后现在就感觉要发疯，要崩溃了。
You see, these are the things that for life fills you up.
然后这是他的一生中，这也是满足他的，让他里边满足的东
西。That's what you depend on.
那是他所依靠的。
The abilities that I have.
就是说
，the money that I have gained.
就是说，他靠着说，你看我挣的这
些钱。The material things that are mine.
我所拥有的这些财产。
Well, we go to church every Sunday. She did.
我每个星期都去教会。
And a good woman, I love her to pieces.
她是一个很好的女。
I'm so sorry that her faith has become very small.
但是我很难过，令我很难过就是她的信心很小。
Satan has used her terribly.
撒旦就是用她，真的是很厉害的用她。
Because I'm afraid she didn't set her affections on God.
因为撒旦可以攻击他，因为他没有把他的思想、把他的喜爱、把他的念头都放在神身上。
You see, we can talk about God.
我们可以谈论神。
We can many things that make people. Well, she's a religious person.
哦，大家都觉得他是一个挺敬虔的人，好像。
But if you're not leaning on him.
但是你没有依靠。
If he's not the one that fills your cup.
如果神不是那个真正来到。
One of these days, your cup.Is not going to be able to be filled.
有一天你里面那个东西就不会满足，你会感觉到。
Mrs. She,
像师母。
She and her father was very close. From the time she was born, he took care of her.
她跟她爸爸，师母跟她爸爸很亲近。
Everything he took care of her.
爸爸就是师母的爸爸，每件事情都照看。
And when he died,
但是当他去世的时候
，she was about 20.
那个师母那时候还不到十七岁。
Oh, 17.
师母那时候只有十七岁。
Her cup was gone.
然后她所依靠的，她里边那个满足就一下就没了。
She was bewildered. She was running like a horse. She tells me from one thing activity to another, and all of this.
师母说，就是她那时候就像一个脱缰的野马，
you know
从一个地方跑到另外一个地方。
It was during that time she turned to God.
只有在那个时期，她才真正转向神。
So sometimes it's early when our cup runs out.
有的时候是我们很早期的时候，我们就知道我们里边的那个满足、那个依靠的东西没了。
Sometimes our friendship or our parents or whatever that we have so depended on and leaned on, and when they're gone, our cup is empty.
有的时候是我们的朋友、我们的友情
For some, it's their business.
所以呢，我们就非常的依靠他们。当他们离开的时候，我们里边的满足就没了。
For a lot of them, it's your children.
有很多，我们其中很多人是我们的，我们这个里边要满足的，我们依靠的是我们的孩子。
One of the ladies that sits down and we talk together was talking.
有一位女士跟她坐起来谈话。
There was a girl there that was with her grandmother and took such good care of her grandmother. We could see it how she was doing.
有一个年轻的女孩，她照顾她的奶奶照顾得很好。
She said, and then she talked to me and she said, isn't that wonderful what she's doing?
然后有个人就看到了说你看这个女孩多好照顾她的奶奶。
She said, my grandchildren only want me when they want money.
她说我的这个孙子只有想要钱的时候才来想抱我。
See, a person who is, their life has been their children.
当一个人的生活的中心就完全在于他的孩子的时候。
Sometimes when they marry, they draw away from you.
当他们甚至他们就是他们结婚了他们好像把你的心也带走了
Sometimes they don't fulfill what you feel they should have
有时候你觉得好像这什么吧他们就觉得好像他们没有得到他们应该有的
Sometimes they break your heart
有的时候这个孩子呢让你的很伤心
In America most old people used to be thought to be old and grumpy lots of them You know why so many when they come down to the end is old, feels like, you feel like they're old and grumpy and always finding fault and all these things? Because what was filling their cup is empty.
You
don't get away from it. You know, one time our superintendent said, you know, my wife has a good.
What?
My wife has a good living with him. Has a wonderful life with him.
有的人就说我太太很好我跟她一生很
He said, it's not because I love her.
他不是因为我很爱她。
He said, it's because I love the Lord.
我能跟她在一起有这么美好的一生是因为我爱神。
And he's put such great love in my heart.For her.
And I
think he had the answer. We can love our children. I love Dorothy's grandchildren. And the one used to always kiss me or hug me before she left, you know. But now she's getting a little bigger, you know. And so now it's running out and saying bye, you know, that kind of thing. And sometimes they act like they don't even know me hardly, you know. But that really doesn't bother me. I know what children's like. My heart isn't only on, my heart's on God. And I accept whatever the children give me. Yesterday, two of the girls, the little girl always gets my coffee.
他们总是来看我，给我那个咖啡。
最小的都帮他泡咖啡。
哦，最小帮他泡咖啡。
Yeah, always makes my coffee for me. She'll go and look at my cup, and she'll say, "Oh," and she has to go make my cup.
然后他一看我的
机器，
哦，杯子空了，就帮我做那个用那个咖啡机帮我做咖啡。
And I'm like a true grandmother. When I start calling them, I start calling names. You know, you want to name one, but you call the other one. You know, that kind of thing. So you get to
them.
So I needed a cup of coffee. So I said, instead of Mimi, I said, Mei Mei. She jumped up like this.
Come back.
She's going to be able to make my coffee this time. Well, the other one. The other one. Mimi goes in there, you know, there they are. Oh, Lord, I've started a war. Well, Darcy solved it. I got two cups of coffee
yesterday.
Each one made one. Now, you know, the other day when she was watching her little program. And it was time for me to take my pills. And she gives me my pills.
You mean the Mimi?
Mimi.
Yeah, Mimi. 那个老山呢，他就把我的药递过来。
She comes and puts them in.
他把那个药放在我的嘴巴里。
他喜欢工作，这个孩子喜欢工作。
And so the other day I wanted to test her, you know.
有那一天我想试试。
No, it was with coffee. But the other day she was watching some, but she saw I had pills to take.
他看到我需要吃药了。
So she came over.
他就过来。
Open my pill box.
然后把那个药瓶子帮我打开。
Got a pill out.
put another pill out. They took the box and tried to put it in my mouth.
然后没有，然后拿出来一个药，然后再拿药，然后
因为他只要看节目，所以就
干脆
用倒了。
他就把药全都放在
妈。She had a program to look at instead of an old woman's pills.
所以他就想赶快把那药都喂到我嘴里。
有一次他这样子，一边拿着药。一边看那个他的节目，就停在这里，就这样。One time, remember? 我停在这里，然后就看他的节目。
Yeah.
很小，还很小。
Now their boy, sometimes he comes in and walks around, afraid, almost afraid to speak to me. You know?
然后那个最大的哥哥，他走过来，离我走远。
I loved him dearly because he was the first one. You know how the first one.
因为他是老大嘛。
But sometimes he won't even talk to me.
然后他现在有都不。
And of course, if he's watching the television or watching the.His little pictures. He don't even know we're here.
You know? 然后当那个要看他那个电视，
Ethan, Ethan
电视节目的时候，他好像都注意不到我们在那儿笑半天。
But when I went to China,
但是当我去中国的时候
，His mother said he would come and say, "Mama, I miss Nana."
他就我们到中国的时候，他就会说，来说妈妈，我好想那个妈咪奶奶。
I really miss Nana.
我好想她，我真的很想她。
Never dreamt it.
I thought he would. 我做梦都想不到他会这样说。
But I'm saying those things could fill up my, what shall I say, my comfort, my joy. These little ones bring such happiness.
因为这些小朋友嘛，有的时候我会让这些，因为他们给我很多喜乐，这些变成我的满足。
On days they don't win it.
替代品嘛，如果他觉得他靠这个的话，如果他这个是他的依靠的话，那孩子理他很高兴，不理他他就受伤害。然后如果他我们当然喜欢这样，但是你不能依靠这种东西来让你的心里面喜乐。
On days, they don't even hardly notice me.
他有些时候，他们几天来根本都没看见我。
Now, if my heart was set on those children and what it would hurt.
如果我的心就完全在他们身上，那就会让我好伤心。我都会想说，都不理我，你看看。
But it doesn't hurt me.
但是因为不会让我伤心。
Tomorrow they'll be different.
明天他们又会表现不同了。
So what I'm trying to say is,
我想要说的是
，that may be sort of funny type, but anyway, what I'm trying to say is, stop and think. What is filling up your cup?
所以你停下来想一想，到底是你心里边的那个满足是从什么来的
？As long as I have my children.
是不是我的孩子？哎，是不是只要我在的孩子？
As long as I can buy with what I want to buy.
孩子说我想买什么我就能买什么让我很满足。
Dorothy has a niece.
那个师母有一个外甥有个外甥。
There's a buyaholic. She buys everything.
是一个购物狂什么东西都买。
Her father gave her a house and it's filled with stuff.
然后家他爸给她一个房子里边堆满了东西。
像一个那个大麦的仓库。
That's what fills her cup up.
那个买东西是让她满足的。
So you see, we all have to realize what is it that has been filling my cup?
到底是什么让我的那个让我里边满足？
What is it that brings joy in my life that without it I feel like I couldn't make?
就是说，到底是什么让我自我心里的喜乐，觉得好像没这个我就活不下去似的？
Now the Lord knows what that would bring us in our life.
那个神知道，如果这个会导致我们。
And he recognizes that if we serve him and love him with all of our heart,
如果我们能够全心全意的爱他、服侍他的话
，He said we don't have to worry about what we eat.
我们就不会去焦忧心我们吃什么。
I'll take care of you.
神会照看我们。
In China, when we first went.
当我们刚去中国的时候
，We weren't so far from all the persecution they were going through.
那时候刚刚开放嘛，离过去。
And one man said, he said, you know.My mother had a little jar of oil.
有一个人就告诉我，他说：“你知道，那时候我妈妈就有一小罐油。”
And it never ran dry all any of the time.
他说：“这个油呢，就一直满的，从来没有空过，就这一瓶油。”
You have to understand that God's promises come in such ways that we get to the place we say we're lucky.Oh, that's coincidence.
有的时候你说这是巧合了，这运气好。
I want to tell you, to a child of God,
对神的孩子、神的子女来讲
，there's no coincidence.
没有什么是巧合。
God watches us, and we're not even aware of it.
当我甚至我们都没有意识到、注意到。
The angels of the Lord watches over us.
耶和华的天使看顾我们。
He takes care of us.
他照顾我们。
Now you're looking at a woman.
你看一个
that has fallen most of her life.
你看到我这个一辈子总是爱摔跤。
I cannot tell you how many times I've fallen.
我没法告诉你们我都摔跤摔了多少次。
Dozens probably, more than, oh, just seems like I was very, what shall I say, clumsy.
或者就是我比较笨。
And I asked the doctor once, why do I do this? He said, you're too fast.
然后我就说，我问医生说，我为什么会这样？医生说，你太快了，你行动太快了。
But you know, I never broke a bone.
但是我这么摔，从来没有骨折过。
And I know it's because of the fat I had on me.
我知道可能是因为我身上的这个脂肪。
So actually, the Lord took care of me. Oh, I would fall. You know, I fell on this tooth one time. I fell on this tooth one time. Both of these teeth, they should be black. You know, when you fall on your tooth and the root, what happens to it? No. I haven't. And I mean, I fell. Don't you think it was, I mean, face down on the street.
你知道我就是这样子脸朝下摔下去，然后这个。他也只是比别人黑。
And you know, now I have time.
现在我有时间。
To look back and see how God has worked in my life.
怎么在我的生命中工作的。
You know, when I was little.
当我小的时候。
I felt God wanted me to go to the mission fields. Go to other countries. I probably was 8 years old. And that thing stayed in my heart. My mother and dad never pushed me to it. In fact, they didn't want me to go to Bible school because that was, I could go to school there. I have to go to Bible school. Down through my young life, Satan put all kinds of nice things to make me change what God wanted.
撒旦就会用一些小那个好的事情，想要让我改变神对我的，想让我心里对神的那种呼召改变。
One Christian man said to me, "I'll pay for all your education if you'll go to India."
有一个基督徒对我说，
I don't know if God wants me to go to India. So I said, no, sir, thank you.
然后我不知道神是不是要我去印度。
I worked in a nursing home when I was in college.
我在那个养老院工作过，
And the boss came to me and she said, we'll pay your way through nursing if you'll come and actually work with old people and work here.
他说如果你要是将来你毕业可以到我们这个养老院来工作，我们就付你所有上学。
Went on to Bible school.
我去那个圣经学校。
And there was a boy there with the bluest eyes you ever saw.
然后那个圣经学校里面有一个年轻人，他的眼睛真的是蓝色的。
And we became friends.
然后我们成为朋友。
And we went out on dates.
然后我们也出去约会。
And my mother was happy she could be.
然后我妈妈就好高兴了。
She's just like your mother.
就像我们这个做妈妈的。
But you know,
但是呢,
the more I went with him,
我跟他出去的, 出去约会越多,
there was a pressure in me.
在我心里面就有一种, 一种压力,
I recognized there's something wrong here.
我就觉得好像有一些什么地方不对劲儿。
Now he was studying for the ministry.
他是在准备要去进入到那个事务当中。
He became the head of one of the churches one.
他就是在最后他在一个教会里做领袖。
So I went to the pastor.
然后我就去见牧师。
You know, and I told him, he said, oh no, you're Christians, both of you. There's no reason you shouldn't marry. And I would go to this one, I'd go to that one, you know. But there came a time when I said, okay, Lord. If you don't want me to marry him, then you make me dislike him as much as I like him. Now that's a pretty good one, you know? That's a good test for God. Well, honey, don't you ever ask God if you don't expect him to do it. I got to the place I couldn't stand
him.
I couldn't even stand being around him. We were in a wedding together and I was supposed to hold his arm going down. I didn't need any more proof than that. There were other times too. I guess that's why I don't mind being an old maid because I know it didn't have to be one. But when we set our affections and say, you know, I feared God. I didn't want to do anything to hurt him. And I tell him now, I'm sorry. I tell him now, I'm forever glad and happy that he chose with for me.
我就说神啊，我真的是很感谢你，你所为我。
Because when I say, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
When I say I'm the happiest old maid, I am.
当我说我真的是一个
It's no joke.
真的是很高兴、很快乐的这个老人家、老
处女。So you know what God did with me?
真的，我是真心的，你知道神为我做什么吗？
He began to put me in families.
神虽然我是一个人，但是神把我放在家庭之中。
I was in with one family. When I say that, I mean they became close to the family.
他们就变得对我像家人一样。
I can't tell you, I helped them with the children.
我帮助他们照看孩子。
In one family, I became the soft voice for the children. I was the one that loved them, you know, would tell them so their mother just wasn't that kind.
有一个家庭里面，比如说那个妈妈可能讲话声音比较大，但是
my life
孩子总是很轻柔。
My life has been filled with that.
我的生命中充满了这样的例子。
I mean, they're even to this day.
就直到今天
When we love God and follow Him,
爱神跟随他的时候
we never lack anything.
你不会缺乏任何东西
We feel like we do sometimes.
有时候你感觉你缺乏
Because it seems like God's not listening to me.
好像你觉得神没有听你的
But you know what? I found out sometimes
我有时候发现
I was so happy He didn't listen to me, or I've been in trouble.
我有时候后来我发现说还好神没有听我，不然我就有麻烦了。
And so that's why we see here. He said, "If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God."
所以就这里说，你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。
Set your affection on things above, not on this earth.
把你的那个钟爱，把你的喜爱都放在上边。
For you are dead, and your life is hidden with Christ.
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同
When Christ, who is our life, shall appear.
基督是我们的生命。
Then you shall also appear with him.
你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Promised a long time, he said to the disciples, "I'm going away."
他很早以前就告诉他的门徒，
"I'm going away to my father's house."
我要离开你们，回到我的家。
And I'm going there to prepare what a place for you.
我在那里要为你们预备住处。
And one day I will return.
有一天我会再回来。
Just as sure as he was born in that manger.
就像他那样确定的，我们知道历史上他出生在那个马槽里。
He's coming back to get us.
他有一天会再回来得。
So we have to understand then.
所以我们要了解。
That we have to begin to understand my affection.
要了解到我们的喜爱，我们心所钟爱的。
My support.
我的那个支持。
My cup that I want to fill my life. If it's God, if it's Jesus, to the precious blood.Then he will do what he says.
如果能让你所满足，你心里面满足的是神，是耶稣，是他的宝血，他是会让你会实现他的诺言，他的承诺。
Did you ever notice how sweet a man can be when they're trying to win you?
你知道有一个人真的想赢得你的心的时候，他对你多好多甜吗？
American men are great for that.
你知道那个美国人很擅长，男人很擅
长这个。Probably yours was too, you know.
可能你的先生过去也是这样。
They didn't fight with you, did they?
他们不跟你吵架，对不对？
Some of you probably argue because you argue anyhow, but
有些人可能是喜欢。
But what I'm saying is, and then afterwards,
但是后来
you become so disappointed.
他你之后结婚以后就他让你很失望。
Because you had an expectation of what marriage should be like.
你本来是对婚姻是有一个期待的，是有一个期盼的。
You have to pity the poor American women and men.Because their only expectation is from the television.
你要可怜这些美国这个男人跟女人，因为他们对婚姻的这个期待呢，这个图片都是从电视、电影上来的。
So they learn from that when he doesn't do what you want, divorcing.
所以当他们看到这个不符合期待的时候，就离婚。
But what I'm trying to say,
我想要说的是
to our silliness, is that we have to get to the place in our life.
我们必须在我们的生命中到一个地步。
Where our love and our affection,
我们的爱，我们的心里所喜爱的
is on Jesus,
单单在耶稣身上。
And when we do,
当我们这样做的时候
，He will take care of you until your last breath.
他会一直到你生命的最后一口气，他都会照顾你，照看你。
I don't worry about the future like my friend does.
我不像我的朋友那样担心我的未来。
I see how God supplies my needs.
我就看到神怎么供应我一切的需求。
And I think one reason is because I don't have very great needs.
因为有一个原因是我没有很大的需求。
I didn't live the higher life.
我没有过一个很奢华的生活。
I didn't know what it was to have plenty of money until now.
我到现在也不知道说那个很有钱是怎么样的。
Because my wants aren't much, so you can gather a little money when your wants aren't so much.
当你有很有钱，你就会有不同的这个拥有这个财就是资产。
If I didn't like books, I wouldn't probably spend much of anything.
如果我要是不买书的话，
But what I'm trying to say is,
我想要说的是。
That when we have him,
当我们有真正有他的时候
you may think sometimes, where are you God?
有时候你会说、哦、神啊你在哪里
Probably he could look down and say, well, where's your faith, child?
然后神可能会说孩子啊你的信心在哪里
I told you I would do that.
我告诉过你我会
这样做的 But you're not believing in me.
但是你却不相信我
And I can't do anything unless there's faith.
除非你有信心我什么也做不了
So a lot of times we think God isn't there.
所以很多时候我们觉得神就不在那儿
A lot of things because we have turned ourselves to other things.
因为我们把我们的心转向别的事情。
Now next week I want to, Lord willing, I'm going to talk to you about the things that we turn from and the things that we need to get hold of.
下一次我们就说让我们说从脱离什么事情我们心应该抓住什么事情。
再给我两分钟完成他的这个部分呢、啊、那我再讲。刚才他提到我的过去就是我父亲17岁、去世之后的事情所以我要把这个接到他的这个部分来、啊、我从早上这个见证讲、啊、我觉得虽然是小事对你们可能是哎呀这个有什么好那个但是对我来讲是大事
为什么今天我们会晚以前晚都是因为妈咪胃肠不好有时候半路会停下来上厕所哈、啊今天晚是我今天早上我的闹钟定好了我什么时候都做好汤做好什么时间我都是很有计划的大概都是一个模式结果我醒过来初醒的时候我自己告诉自己说今天是星期三
Today is Wednesday I told myself
为什么告诉我今天是星期三又回去睡然后又是到8:15他轻轻地说他本来是应该8:00就走走了嘛他说你不是有妇女会吗他说我想让你睡我不敢叫你可是你没有妇女会吗我醒过来我说星期二啊他说对啊好我跳起来啊因为我是很不喜欢被吵醒的就是我如果自然醒我觉得他知道哈、啊、我们已经过那么久了哈、啊、他知道、啊、这一点我很感谢他哈、啊、然后马上面对就是我本来要用差不多快2个钟头做的事情要压缩到大概40分钟哈、啊因为我还要过去帮忙妈咪她的一些早上她早上血通常会很低她不太能够走动一动的话可能她会晕倒所以我都会把她准备她的早餐什么的哈那个、部分我一定要做哈因为呢即使我叫谁来帮我还是要再告诉她做什么所以我就赶快一去做然后她去呢她已经自己完成了一个部分然后她说我接下去因为我要站起来做我就不敢站起来她血糖70几而已早上讲70几而已所以我完成这边哈，我心里也没有很急，但是我知道我绝对来不及哈。但是奇妙的是这样，昨天晚上我在那里，我通常他去睡了，我就帮他整理一下、洗一洗啊，怎么样？邻居而已嘛哈。那在那里我就顺便把他的晚餐就把它装起来，就像你们带帮孩子带饭把它装起来。以前我都是早上才放的哈。那昨天晚上就把它装好了，然后什么都准备好了。我很少这样子的，很少那个晚上做，晚上我做我的事情比较多。结果我说那把它准备好了然后早上起来那些都已经现成的了好然后昨天买的菜呢黄金也帮我切好了好所以我就只要下那个锅今天你会发现那个味道没有很进去因为我的时间不够哈然后就是你知道我要从1块2个钟要说到40分钟哈就很那个哈我就还是很脑筋在动说怎么样比较快怎么样比较快甚至一半用微波炉一样我都有在想我没有很乱也没有很急哈但是不管怎么样就是慢了好那冯金刚好他今天也早来跟苏林本来都是差不多那个时间到才来好他们可能怕打扰我哈然后今天提前了15分钟他也就来帮我做那些那个其他就是帮我就当我的手脚这样子哈那我就这个是小事情对你们可能很小对你们可能觉得说哎呀这种事情你们也不会觉得怎么样可是对我这个不擅长做饭的人啊就整个就是乱的就是我会做不起来那种感觉。后来冯讲一句话提醒我说哦原来如此就是我心里很难啊对你们可能不难对他对我很难。他说
哎呀，也很为难你哦，你从小都是别人帮你做的啊，这个就是问题了。我的能力就是那么少哈、啊，虽然我很愿意做，可是我能力是不大的，不能干的，可以这样讲哈、啊。好，那我现在告诉你的是什么？我就从在车上一直回味说，神啊，你好细心啊，哈、啊，到现在是很感人。我爸爸就是这样的，无微不至的照顾我。比如你应该你知道哈，他的父亲也是这样哈。我有需要的，我不用讲，他都帮你准备好了。所以今天早上又再次体会到，这位天上的神是我的父亲。他比我的父亲更有能力，他比我的父亲更细腻。我的父亲没有办法预先知道我会这样的，可是我们的神无所不知，他知道隔天起来你会乱成一团哈、啊。那不是神让我晚起，或许你可以说，你怎么不叫我起来呢？你圣灵怎么不提醒我起来呢？你也可以这样讲，对不对？啊，我也可以说，你看为什么让我的父亲那么早死了？我们以前的观念是这样子的，可是当神把你的替代品拿掉之后，他要给你的是最好的，是你以前没有享受过的。谢谢谢谢。呀，所以我早上他如果他不提我，其实还没有想到说他是我的父亲，只是想说神真奇妙，神真的是帮我预备好，就那么小小事也会也帮我照顾到我的心里面的需要。其实我不急，但是呢就觉得好像帮我分担一些，你懂吗？在他看到你不行了，还是帮我分担一些哈。那我现在问你两个问题。第一个问题，我的父亲的去世是神造成的吗？不是。他怎么造成你知道吗？他有一个哲学观念，人生哲学，宁可吃了死不要死没有吃，这是他的一个观念。人的观念就是这样，他有这个观念，他就这样活。所以呢他不芥蒂盐巴，不芥蒂他喜欢吃那些肥肉，他不芥蒂所有会让我们身体，他其实出现很多他的身体那个症状了啊。他本身就是一个医生，可是他宁可吃了死，所以他的死不是神让他，不是神把他带走。所以你不要有一个观念，神把你的最爱的或者那个拿走，不是这样子的。那些代替品本身，不管是学位或者是名或是利或者是物质，它本身就是一个会腐朽的哈，它就是会越来越崩溃的，它是这种自然性。我爸爸的身体他也会崩溃，他身体是土造的，他没有好好照顾他的身体。像妈咪现在的话，我就看到哇，他的整套的那个，因为美国人的这个医学还有这个啊防护的这种啊整个的系统真的是很周到。如果在这种系统里面，我父亲可能就会多活几年哈。但是像他就知道芥蒂什么不要吃，然后要去照顾，要去找医生。那个时候没有，我爸爸本身不喜欢看医生，他是医生，他最不喜欢找医生啊。他有个医生朋友，两个同党，两个医生常常在一起谈啊谈啊，到后来怎么样，两个都不喜欢打针，自己两个都不喜欢去看医生，到医院去哈。到最后那是唯一一次他上医院，到医院里面住了一个晚上就去世了哈。好，第一个，当你的这个你的那个你所宝贝你抓住的你依赖的崩溃的时候，第一个请你不要责备神，因为你本身靠的就是那个崩溃的。第二个问题，你认为到现在我这个年纪哈，我会想说，神啊，你应该让我的父亲多活十年，让我多享受十年吗？你认为神是17岁把我爸爸啊容许他离开比较好？他是信主的，我相信他是安息了，他那个脸非常的啊宁静哈、啊。但是就是这个肉体上面呢有这些问题，你认为应该这样想呢，还是说感谢主，就在最适当的时候，就我爸爸早走几年，我就多早有这个神的这个最好的平安的这样的一个充满？你认为哪一个？你认为说 我还会想说，哎呀，我真希望我爸爸还是留着，我爸爸还是跟我，还是有时候会想啊，想说，哎呀，现在就我爸爸这年纪，我每次照顾他，我就想到我也可以照顾他，我都没有照顾过他，然后以前都是他照顾我了，十七岁其实是很不懂事，而且是我那时候是个性很强的，他很顺我哈，然后我就想说，到这个年纪我也可以陪着他，勾着他的手，然后在路上带他散步，还这样想过，到现在还会这样想。可是你以为我会后悔我爸爸十七岁走吗？你认为？我告诉你不会，我只有感恩。神知道什么对我们最好，神不是要折磨我们，神不是要处罚我们，神不是故意的要跟我们过不去，啊，是因为我们跟我们自己过不去。所以我要告诉你，刚才我们圈起来那些字眼，拣选、爱我们、救我们，怎么样，这些听起来都很硬，好像跟你无干。可是当他在你的身上，要给你的体验是很柔软的，是很温馨的，就像刚才猫咪讲那个平安啊。那对我来讲，父亲就是我最能体验的，他也说我是你的父亲。对我们当中来讲，有人在你的婚姻上，丈夫从来没有让你满足，那么我告诉你，神可能就提醒你说，别期待吧，我来当你的丈夫。他这样说过，你需要母亲，他用母亲让你，他让我们可以体验，他是神，他不是说就成为一个母亲，不是这样。但你所缺乏的那个部分，他就要自己来补足，而且比你原来有的更好。这样你了解我的意思吗？好，对我来讲，父亲是我最能体验的，对你来讲，或是丈夫就是你的最能体验的。有的人在这种婚姻里面呢，就是一直渴求渴求，可是渴求不到。好，神说我就是你的丈夫。如果你心里面感觉你是一个寡妇的话，有人说我有丈夫等于没有丈夫，好，那就是寡妇嘛，哈。那神说我是你的丈夫。如果你没有儿女，你很孤单，神是让你享受到像刚才妈咪这样有儿女的这样的一个有家庭的这样的，所以那是总归来讲，他说我是你的父亲，他要满足，而且真正的很丰富的满足你所有的需要。我希望我们能够把这个课听到我们的心里面去。